Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Oh, all right. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I know many of you say I talk way too fast. I don't know what to tell you. That's where I grew up. What do you want from me? If you didn't talk fast, you didn't get your order. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. It ain't that hard, right? I mean, simple stuff. A lot going on in the news, and I so much, you know, so much about what's going on there, and they don't do their homework, and they don't pay attention. You know who they are. Do I have to keep telling you who they are? Hey, second hour tonight. Not to take away from the first hour. Dr. Ben Carson is going to join us and talk about his new book. And, you know, he says a lot of things in a book that I've been talking about for a long time. And, again, you know, I say this stuff. Some people we know in the business say it so you'll understand just how smart they actually are. I say it because it's just common sense. It has nothing to do with me being or anybody being smarter than me, you, or anybody else. And his new book, Created Equal, The Painful Past, Confusing Present, and Hopeful Future of Race in America. And, you know, again, like I said, we were making great strides. And he decided, we know who he is. You don't? Oh, blame him. We were making great strides, and he knew that the only way, and the Dems know that the only way to keep power, to keep moving forward with their agenda, was to create as much hate and confusion as humanly possible. It's what they run on. It's the gas that they run on. Now, look, I'm not talking about the rank-and-file Dems. I got a lot of good friends in the Democrats, rank-and-file Dems. A lot of them, you know, Mom was a Dem, Dad was a Dem, whatever. And it goes back to the days of, you know, when they really did believe. I mean, think about Berkeley, right? The bastion of liberalism, believed in free speech, truly believed in free speech, run by Democrats. And we saw in the last few years how they want to clamp it down. They want to stop it. Who's that all about? Not who, what? So they didn't get the message, or they didn't really believe it, or they would take it over. But anyway, you know, back to the rank-and-file Dem, most of them, just like the rank-and-file Republicans, don't really know what's going on around them. Not the political world or anything like that. You know, and then, I love this guy. Without this guy, I don't know what we'd talk about. Right? I mean, if Trump was president, all we'd be talking about is winning. So, Biden did it again. right? The gift that keeps on giving. Another gaffe today. He said that there's never been a U.S. senator from Delaware. Hello? He forgot that he was a U.S. senator from Delaware, right? But this guy, he's got his wits about him. He's smart. He's sharp. Just ask, Psaki and Pelosi. They'll tell you. I can't believe anybody with a straight face. Right? Trump never made a gaffe like this. Never even close. You know what I'm saying? And now, look at this garbage. And they're trying to tell us he's sane. He's good. He's okay. And this guy, remember the word about Trump having his finger near the button of the nukes? This guy might press the button thinking he's calling for coffee or something, or Maalox or whatever. So, the guy that was the senator of Delaware openly says that there was never a Delaware senator, and we're supposed to believe he's totally sane. He didn't even giggle afterward. You know? I mean, what do you say? He says, I'm honored to welcome Representatives Tlaib and Carson. I think they're here somewhere. I see a hand going up in the back, yeah. And although she can't be here today, I also enjoy seeing Representative Omar over the weekend. And look, welcome to the members of the Diplomatic Corps, to the elected representatives and community leaders all across the country, the thinkers and the activists. And it's great to have you here in the White House, all working to make our nation and our world stronger and more inclusive. I emphasize inclusive. All right, I need to throw up at that point. I mean, seriously, this is amazing. And yet, again, him being that close to the button doesn't seem to bother anybody. Right? He goes on to say, this is the one where he gets it. He goes, it's good to see you all here. And she represents the state of Delaware, by the way. And I want you to know that she works at the University of Delaware at the Biden Institute. Big smile. So we call that using a point of personal privilege. But there's not been many senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there's never been a senator. Did he just introduce one? I don't know. I'm thoroughly confused. I must be the whack. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, it's funny. I'm talking to somebody here in California a couple of days ago about the involvement of certain people, warriors and people pushing back and fighting back. And it's just amazing that people will come out of the chute 100 miles an hour and they think they can fix stuff in a couple of days, a couple of weeks. Stuff that they've let go for decades. So the only true worries, the only way you really win something is to be consistent about it.
You'd be like that little chihuahua nipping at the heels and not giving up to you actually squash it. I know some of you didn't like that, but the bottom line with it is really what it's all about. You have to be there in their face constantly, 7/24, before they finally get to the point where they give in to you. And sometimes they don't even then. You need a group of people to keep fighting. There's not many of us warriors left. I'm just going to be honest about it. But I got one on with me right now. Kimberly Marine joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off, talk about the craziest things going on there. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my gosh, sorry, as I'm yawning. You said that right as I'm taking a big yawn.
Well, at least I don't have a picture of you doing that. That would have been interesting.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Bob, you know, the heathen nation of Boston got their butt kicked. You heard about the SCOTUS ruling where they wouldn't raise a Christian flag at the City Hall. They raised everybody else's flag for every reason, never turned anybody down. But when the Christian flag showed up, and it was a special day, and they refused to do it. So when it got in front of SCOTUS, it was a 9-0, I think it was, ruling.
And wow. Basically
the bottom line was, you do it for one, you do it for all.
Right.
It's unconstitutional to pull one out of the mix. But I was surprised.
Was it the city of Boston, or was it...
Yep, City of Boston.
Oh,
now they're threatening not to fly anybody's flags. Think about that.
We don't want to fly the Christian bank so bad we're not going to fly anybody's flags. That's how much scum they are that run the City of Boston.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, go back on their history. There's a church on every corner, every place, for God's sakes, and now they want nothing to do with it. But the beauty behind that, again, is to your point. It's like, we'll fly anything for anybody but the Christian flag, a God that we don't believe in. We think you're all a bunch of hookies. So what's the big whoop? One day. They fly them for a day at a time.
Right. And they'll fly every flag but that one. That tells you all you need to know about the people running Boston, and they are lunatics.
Oh, please. And what was it? Even the new mayor has been booed at several events that she's been out to, which I think is really funny. These people get elected, and they're already hated before they're in the 24 to 48 hours.
She's the one who put a vax passport in place, and it only lasted 3 weeks before, I guess, she must have gotten so much pushback that they said, okay, we're not going to do it.
Oh, I only wish. We have Dr. Farrar, you know, Frankenstein's second cousin, and, you know, you look at her. I should say she's Frankenstein's wife, twin sister, I'd rather put it that way. So, but seriously, she has decided that, well, though she can't just do a mask mandate, she's done kind of an end run to make it happen on its own. And she does a call every week with media and others, and in one meeting in particular where she was with educators, she said, well, I'm not going to change my mind on this. I've already made it up. But if you want to discuss it, feel free. Right? If you want to waste your time with me, feel free. So what she's done is she's put this mandate in place that says, if you're in a closed environment and somebody tests positive for COVID, then for the next 3 to 10 days, you have to wear a mask and you have to test until, you know, it's all clear.
Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
Well, go one step further. What if you work in an office building? Okay, and you know how some offices are, so you're going from office to office to office, or you go from one meeting to another meeting, maybe there's 20 people a meeting, they all go off to their offices at other meetings. What do you got? You have 300 people that are going to be wearing a mask on the whole floor of a building, aren't you?
It's stupid, and we already know the tests have not been that great. We already know for a fact that masks don't freaking work, especially the ones that people are using. These people, again... And I think everybody knows this now. It's not about safety. It's about control. And it's never been about safety because before, when this first came out, there's already studies showing that masks did not protect against this kind of thing. Especially COVID microns being so small.
They're not interested in it, and you know it.
That's because they still have all the mask Nazis running around who are willing to wear a mask and keep that mask on forever and scream and yell at other people who don't have them on. I was at a production this weekend. My niece's art school did the production of Rent, one of my all-time favorite musicals. And at first we thought masks were going to be mandated. And I was like, oh God, 3 hours, I got to sit through that. But then it was, then, you know, they said, nope, you can, it's optional. You don't have to wear one. But this really witchy woman came on video right before the show started and said, please wear your mask. So for the safety of the students on the stage, mind you, you're not that, I mean, even though I was close, I wasn't that close, right?
Yeah.
Please, for the safety of the students, I didn't wear a mask. Neither my sister, my brother, none of us wore masks. But there was a woman sitting next to me. She had a mask on. And after the break in between the show, she was not sitting next to me anymore. Ah! I'm like, thank you.
It doesn't matter. What I'm watching today, right? The numbers are not, they're up in those high density areas, and I get that. But out of my area, they're not. And then you look at what's going on, right? And I'm watching people still today, God bless, running down the street with a mask on, right? Running.
And which actually hurts them.
You got to sit there and go, and they vote, though. That's what has to scare you. They vote.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Okay.
That is definitely the problem.
And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, you can't convince them. I saw people in the supermarket today. They're walking across the parking lot. They've already left the supermarket. I used to whip my mask off before the door closed.
Right.
Right? And they're walking across the parking lot, talking with each other with the mask on. I'm going, come on, are you really?
I'm so used to not wearing a mask. I actually went to visit my aunt who lives in, like, independent living in a facility this weekend. And they don't, the residents don't have to wear masks, but we did in the hallways, and I totally forgot. I kept forgetting. Oops.
All right, well, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly after the break. We're going to prove that California does grow lots of fruits and nuts. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has resumed its bombardment of Mariupol after more than 100 people that were hiding beneath the steel plant left in buses and ambulances to a Ukrainian-controlled city. Mariupol's deputy mayor, Sergei Orlov, tells the PBS NewsHour that thousands of residents are still trapped in the besieged city.
130,000 citizens that are still in Mariupol, all of them are hostages.
Previous attempts to open safe corridors out of the southern port city and other places have broken down. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of shooting and shelling along the agreed-upon evacuation routes. An Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. A late rally boosted the indexes on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back. Double to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring her on. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly Moran joins me to kick the week off. I always, some of these crazy stories that kind of linger from Friday afternoon all through the weekend. And then by Monday, they kind of die off a little bit. And, you know, it's an old trick, right, Kimberly? I mean, they release some of this information on Fridays because they know we're so weak-minded, by Monday morning we'll forget all about them.
Well, they're right. Right? I mean, let's face reality. The news doesn't report on them, or if they do, it's just one article, and that's it. It goes away.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. And again, it would require that people, I don't know, you know, I'm so old, I remember when my uncle or my dad or whoever, the Boston Globe or the Herald would come out, and you'd have to read it on Sunday after church. You'd have to pick an article, read it, and talk to them about it. It couldn't be a cartoon thing, right? It had to be something that was going on. Yeah, can you imagine any younger person doing that today?
Only if their parents asked them to.
Honestly.
You're right.
I don't think we were asked. I think we were told we were going to, or right?
Well, told or asked, yeah. That's actually a cool idea. I like that.
And it wasn't, you know, it was just to get us reading. It was just to get us having a clue as to what was going on around us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's, yeah. I like that idea about who actually gets a paper newspaper anymore. You'd have to tell them to go online.
All right, I'm sorry. You're going to have to pick up your iPad and find an article you like. Well, what are you talking about? It's like 60,000 articles. What am I supposed to do?
Exactly right. Find something that's a news story today.
Yeah. No kidding. All right. So you want to prove that California is? They used to be the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts. Now we just home grow them and keep them here. And this Asia Smith.
Yeah.
She's supposedly a Republican. She's a Republican or a conservative?
Supposedly she's a Republican, and she claims she's a conservative.
Oh. But what makes you think she's not? Come on.
Okay, so this randomly happened across my newsfeed. This is why I love Twitter so much. Somebody posted something from Missouri and said hot food is already available with food stamps, but the Missouri Senate voted to expand food stamps to eating out at restaurants. So if you get food stamps, not only can you buy prepared hot food in the stores, which you couldn't before, but you can also go to restaurants and use them.
Really?
And so she commented on this and said, I don't know why it's a big deal. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, restaurant food is more expensive, far more expensive than buying food to make at home. Food stamps are meant to help people who have little money to temporarily help them so they can actually eat. They aren't meant to provide privileges. And then it was back and forth for like a while. But I'm sorry, but the whole point is to provide help for people, to give them food because they can't afford to buy food for themselves or can't afford to fully buy food for themselves. Buying an uncooked chicken is going to provide more food than buying either a rotisserie chicken or going to a restaurant.
That's true.
And a restaurant, going to a restaurant is a privilege. It's not a necessity. It's not a need. Food is a need, I agree. But going to a restaurant is not. Taxpayers should not be funding food stamp recipients to go to restaurants.
Well, some will say that it's cheaper and you get more food when you go to a fast food joint like McDonald's, but I'm going to
forget. Not true.
Oh, so listen, especially not. So what I tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I went to Burger King. I got me a junior Whopper, right, with cheese. I got chicken fries and a bottle of water, and it was like $18. You know, I get to the window, and I go, look, you know, I only want one hamburger, right? Seriously.
Yeah. And it's not, believe me. My husband and I last week ordered two subs and a small order of fries from a restaurant around here. And with the tip, because I give 20% to my delivery guys, kids, it was $42 for two subs. Now, mind you, each sub was like two meals because we only ate half. But still, I always think about what groceries I could have purchased with that and how much longer or more that would have went or provided.
Well, it depends on where you live. I mean, seriously, that's when you talk about shopping here in California, it is outrageous, just nuts. And I don't know how young couples, I do not know. And I know now I really sound like a 90-year-old, but I don't know how young couples are making it here in California with the way the prices have gone up for food, for gas. I don't do clothes shopping, just look at me, right? So I don't know what that's gone up. But seriously, in all seriousness, I mean, I don't know how they're affording this.
I don't know how families do it. If you're a family of four or five, you know, average, you know, two or three kids, your food bill must be like $400 to $500 a week.
And that, you know, again, when you think about these people are buying houses, they're, you know, because rents are horrendous here in California.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Los Angeles County especially. And I don't know how these people are affording it. I mean, again, I realize that you know, salaries are kind of in line with the areas that you live in. But they have homes now. They're called starter homes in a low 600s. I'm thinking, sweet Jesus. Starter home?
Oh, my God.
In a low 600s?
Anytime I've seen, watched HGTV, and they're in California, and I see the prices for homes, a small little 900 square foot cottage, a million something, I'm like, that's insanity. It all depends on where you live.
It's worse than San Francisco. You go there, you not only do you pay more for a home, I mean, you're actually funding crime at some point in time because they're not coming out. They're not running out on every little thing there in San Francisco.
Right.
That AG's coming up or that DA's coming up for recall as well. So it's just amazing. And the problem they have, and I don't know if you heard about this, but the problem they're having in California, LA County, is the LA County DA. They're doing a recall on him, and they get a lot of momentum, and it's going well, and it looks good. But a lot of people, because they signed the first one that died, they think they've already signed it. So
you've
got to kind of explain, you know, re-sign the recall petition. Crazy.
That sucks. That's a problem. But I mean, you really got to pay attention because, like I said, this person, Audra Smith, says she's a conservative Republican, and I'm sorry, but no taxpayer, I don't care who they are, thinks it's okay for food stamp recipients to eat it, you know, buy food at a restaurant.
Right.
It's, and on top of it, it's supposed to be healthy food. You would hope that it's healthy food. I mean, I even would question the prepared hot food because it's more expensive than buying something and making it. However, I get it. I get it. In some cases, people don't. So somebody else brought up, well, people don't always have homes and kitchens. Okay, I get it. I get that.
Yeah, but it's just for instance, for you, it's just you and your husband. And sometimes cooking a big meal or you know, cooking a meal and you get the leftovers and you may have to buy more than you need. And will you eat it all in time before it goes bad?
Oh, I food save everything. I food save everything. Everything I possibly can. I have a stack of stuff that I food save that's already all prepared meals because exactly the situation you're talking about. You know, we make a chili or a gravy. It's all, I have enough meals for the next, if I wanted to eat, you know, all the stuff I've already prepared for like a few weeks. Just because you're right, it's going to go bad. And a lot of people don't even have room to freeze stuff. I have no problem eating leftovers for like 3 days. When I was single, I would buy a rotisserie turkey or chicken and I would eat that for 3-4 days. I didn't care to me. It didn't matter to me. I'd eat it for lunch and dinner. But my husband's more picky.
No, he's not.
Leftovers is my, oh.
He's not picky. The only leftovers I like are pasta. That's it.
Are you serious?
I'll eat cold fried chicken, stuff like that. But I'm not a big
good
leftover.
Good cold fried chicken.
Tammy loves.
Oh my god, that. Tammy doesn't mind eating leftovers.
No, Tammy loves leftovers. I just kind of look and go, really? How many times can you eat that?
Are you? You're ridiculous. He's the same way. My husband's the same kind of guy. He'll be like, we had chicken last night, even though it's a different type of chicken or a different style. He doesn't want it to know. I'm like, come on.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a menu here.
Before we go to commercial, I always, Tammy would say, well, you can eat the same thing every night. I go, no, I'm not. She goes, you can eat pasta every night. I said, no, but one night is spaghetti, one night is rigatoni, one night
it's
is gonna
be all
meat
different.
Sauce. It's all different. She just looks at me in total disgust, like, really? It's all made from exactly the same stuff. So,
yep.
All right. When we come back, I love this one. Emily, what's her name? Compagno? She hits back after The View host claims that Elon Musk wants free speech for straight white men. I mean, how ridiculous these people have to get. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Hey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FUEL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. Look, write it down. Get involved. Get engaged. Figure it out. Right? You want to get involved. You don't want to be that fool. Seriously, you don't want to be that fool that's constantly chasing these things that aren't true. Chasing these stories that, you know, you heard through so-and-so. Oh, actually, the best one I love is you get the Twitter feed, right? It goes flying by you, and you go, "Oh, that must be true." And then you go putting it out all over the place. Come on, seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. No. Come on, man. Maybe if I use his term, everybody will jump all over. Kimberly Wynn joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you just kind of open your mouth when I did that? You know, come on, man. I mean, seriously.
Come on, man. You didn't do it. You
got to
practice it more. Come on,
yeah,
man.
I don't. Listen, I don't want to imitate him because if it gets stuck in my throat, then we're all dead, right?
You know? Honestly, we say it around my household all the time. And it's like, we'll hear it from the other room and we just both burst out laughing. Because we say it. I even say it at work. Like, come on, man.
You know, so, you know, I want to talk about now Elon Musk. Still not my favorite guy in the world. I don't. I've always, when I've written about him, it's not always been the best. But I look at this, I look at what's going on, and don't you think this is funny that before he bought Twitter, okay, even when he poked at other people, other either side of the aisle, he was still a good guy. He was a great guy. I mean, look at what he's doing in the world for, you know, electric cars and this and that and the other thing and all this stuff. They just loved him. They found every reason in the world why he was so great. And within 24 hours of him buying Twitter, he's the nastiest, most misogynistic man on the planet. Have you noticed that?
Oh, God, yeah. I think everybody's noticed that. Which is another, and then, of course, the, you know, the attacking him, but also attacking the First Amendment and free speech.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing a double whammy. This is like killing two birds with one stone. The left is showing what hypocrites and what scumbags they are. Because someone dares to disagree, and they're showing how much they hate free speech. So, you know how it is. Like, they loved him before. I mean, he makes their electric cars that they love, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
But,
I mean, the god of electric cars. This isn't, you know, something simple for them. This is real and big.
Yeah.
You know? And who's this? Sunny Hostin? Is that her name? She's one of the co-hosts for The View?
Oh, my God. She's an absolute moron, yeah. Well, they all are.
But listen, she really tries to come off as sounding brilliant. You know what I'm saying? The way she lays stuff down and the way she talked about him. And again, all of a sudden, Twitter is predominantly straight. They were protecting it. They had to have it. They had to leave it in place. They have to keep Elon Musk away from it because it's a great place, you know, for freedom of speech. And all of a sudden, it's for the white, right? The old white guy.
White men.
Right?
Yes, white men, supposedly.
It's a sickness like I've never seen before.
It truly is. It truly is a severe mental illness. Like, I'm really sure, pretty sure that leftism needs to be put and, you know, diagnosed, and they need to try to find a cure for it. I don't know if that's possible. But it really is a mental disorder. Like, it's not even a joke. I mean, we've joked, you know, people have joked about it for years, but it's serious. And all you got to do is look around and see what they're saying.
Yep.
And you know there's something mentally deranged about these freaking people.
Yeah. Totally agree with you. I mean, seriously.
And they're running the country right now, guys. Running the country.
Yep. And, you know, do you remember the article years ago about first they tried to make it look like, you know, being on the right, being a conservative was a mental illness. And when they actually, you know, drilled down in the numbers, the report came out wrong. It was the left that actually had the mental illness.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was a bogus report, right? At first it was, you know, real, and then it was bogus. It just shows you that they're willing to lie about anything. The delusion is just amazing.
Democrats will lie to your face while they have a knife in their hand filled with blood because they just stabbed you in the back. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how Democrats are. Every single day, you see that, you know, you see like a clip or a news report or something, and you know they're lying because you know the truth. All you got to do is look a little bit, and you can find out the truth, and you know they're lying. But most Americans don't do that.
They don't do the work it takes. Look, I was beefing about this last week.
It doesn't take much.
What?
It doesn't take much, honestly. Just
well, you
to find
the Google
something
thing. Can't be that bad, right?
Well.
I mean, look at, to your point, okay? You've got these people running all around the place. I was saying this the other day. They've got one of the most powerful computers in their hand, for all intents and purposes, much more powerful than what sent the Apollo to the moon. All right? They can Google about anything. They believe everything on there anyhow, but they can Google about anything within minutes, and they can get information they need. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And they don't have to use Google. They can use DuckDuckGo. They can use Bing. They can use, you know, there's other things that they can use without... Wait a minute, DuckDuckGo is a browser, sorry. Yahoo, whatever. There's other things that they can use. So they don't have to use Google if they don't want to, because Google does listen to you. But, yeah, I just think people just don't want to. They just, you know, you got to think about it, though. You can't really sort of blame them, right? Because for many years, the media, the corporate media, was they actually, well, we thought they were true journalists and were objective and reporting both sides of the story without injecting their bias into it. That's not true, and it hasn't been true in a long time, but people didn't know that.
I think a lot of people didn't know it. You're right.
Right. I think a lot more people now distrust the media almost as much as they distrust Congress, if not more even. Because the media has, you know, interfered with elections and lied.
Yep.
So,
well, what did Joey B say? That he was grateful to be in a room where those people had a lower approval rating than he had? I mean, thought that was funny, actually. So
that is funny. That part I didn't watch any of course.
Oh, but you didn't miss anything. Most of it would have made you throw up. I mean, he was laughing, you know. I mean, seriously, and he was laughing about you know, about the higher prices of gas, the higher prices of food. They were making jokes about it.
Yeah, I think that's really funny. That's really goddamn funny. Sorry.
Well, look at, they're all a bunch of millionaires in the room. I mean, yeah. They're not worried about anything.
How many of them have even pumped their own gas anytime recently? You know, Biden hasn't.
No.
He probably doesn't even freaking know how.
God. All right, listen, last, I want your comments on this thing. So I'm watching what's going down with Elon Musk and the left and how they're pounding on him and how now all of a sudden they're talking about how Twitter can sway an election, okay? Much more powerful than Facebook. And now all of a sudden they admit that it could sway an election, and that the GOP plans on stealing the election. I'm hearing this from some of them through Twitter, through social media, and they need to stop it. Isn't that just rich?
Oh well, I mean, they've known all along that it can sway an election because that's what they did in 2020. I mean, do they not? I did see a video, and I forget which idiot it was. Somebody was saying exactly what you were just saying, as if this was something new they just discovered. And it's like, buddy, you just described what Democrats and the left did in 2020. You know, silencing voices that disagreed, silencing the Hunter Biden story, which is a legitimate story and has legitimate importance to who the president of the United States is.
Well, even Bill Maher went off on that one. I mean, when you get his gall, you know, you've got something to see.
It's got
to
be pretty bad.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty bad. Because he doesn't do the light dumb stuff, but yeah. Yeah, it's got to be pretty bad if you're getting more and more people who are regular Democrats or regular people be like, wait a minute, that's exactly what you guys did. You suppressed this story knowing it would have affected the election.
Yeah. But the thing I love the most is the fact that now they're coming out, and exactly what we were saying, and they were poo-pooing, right? No, they're just afraid. They don't really understand. This is what they were saying about us. That kind of thing doesn't happen. Now they're almost using our verbiage verbatim.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I love it.
But they don't. Joe, they don't see it. I don't know. Some of them, I think, just intentionally lied. They know full well they said the opposite, right?
Right.
Or whatever. But I think some of them are just really not ignorant that they don't see it. That is possible. We know that's possible.
I don't know. I agree with you with some of them. But some of these big names, I don't know. All right, tell people where to find you.
Granitecross.com and Conservative IND on Twitter and the Independence Gang.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. They're on mostly Fridays, right?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay.
I'm on different times.
Come home, relax, then she can get your blood pressure up with that. Joe Massey, your host. Don't go far. You know, Dr. Ben Carson joins us in the next hour. Seriously, don't go far.